Luke chapter 6, verse 43. Today, we're going to be looking and studying the fact that a tree is known by its fruit. And I hope this study, the goal of this study is very simple. It's that you come to a deeper knowledge of Jesus Christ, therefore come into a deeper love for Jesus Christ. That's pretty simple, right? All right, let's stand and let's look at Luke chapter 6, verse 43 through 45. Jesus says, "For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your word, that we may go and hear from you. And Lord, we want to hear from you today. I pray that you'll begin to work even now within our hearts. Lord, I pray that you'll fill me with your Spirit, that I may declare your word, that we all may have a clear and precise understanding of the text today. And Lord, I pray for your conviction to be present. Convict us of sin. Lord, I pray for your comfort to be present, to encourage those who are down. I pray, Lord, you, in your wisdom, knowing every need, would just address each spiritual need of this congregation this morning. And I pray, Lord, for those who are lost, those who have never made the commitment to you, who do not have the assurance of heaven and that personal relationship with you. I pray that today will be the day, Lord, that they call upon you for salvation. And we pray, Lord, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Today we're going to study trees. You know, my dad, he is a country boy in the truest sense of the word. He may not can tell you who the great sports people were of the past. He may not can tell you who won the World Series last year or the Super Bowl MVP of last year. But you know what he can do? My daddy can walk through the forest and tell you every kind of tree that's in the forest. Now that's, of course, native to this area. It always amazed me as a child, and I'd be walking through the forest with him, and I'd say, "Daddy, what kind of tree is that?" He'd tell me, "Well, son, that's a post oak." "Oh, cool. Dad, what kind of tree is that?" "Son, that's a white oak." "Dad, what kind of tree is that?" "That's a willow oak." "Dad, what kind of tree is that?" "That's a red oak." You didn't know there were so many oaks, did you? See, I started to pick up on that. And so after a while, instead of me asking Dad what kind of tree that was, he would start asking me, "Son, what kind of tree is that?" "That's an oak." He'd say, "Yeah, but what kind?" "It's a wooden oak." You see, I never picked up on it like my dad did. It was always amazing. Still am. I can take him the leaf of a tree today. I can, you know, and he can still identify the tree just by looking at it. And he'd tell me, "Just look at the tree." That didn't do me any good, you know. I'd look at the tree and I'd see wood and leaves. But you know, as I was preparing this message, I was reminded of my Heavenly Father. You know, my Heavenly Father, this text that we read, that Jesus shares, and it's not about identifying trees as a pin oak or a red oak or a white. It's not about trees. It's about people. It's about identifying what kind of people are. And you know, my Heavenly Father, He has the ability to look at you and to look at me
And to look inside of us and know exactly what we are. However, I'm not given that ability. Once again, I look out in this congregation this morning and I think, well, this congregation must be fine. They're all in church this morning. But I don't know that. I look in this congregation and I say, well, this congregation is probably all saved. But I don't know that. The reason is I can't look and tell. However, Jesus gives us insight on how we can tell who and what people are. How we can identify who and what people are. The type of person we're dealing with, and we do that by identifying the fruit. And we start today by examining the tree. When I say examining the tree, I want you to care enough to know what kind of tree or what kind of person you're dealing with. Jesus said, a good tree will not produce bad fruit, and a bad tree will not produce good fruit. It's important that you know the kind of people that you deal with on a daily basis. Because there are people that you should avoid. That's where you say amen. There are people that you should avoid. And the fact that Jesus gives you there here, it exposes the kind of people you want to be a part of your life. Jesus said, a good tree does not bear bad fruit. Now listen, we all know every once in a while there's a worm in the apple of any tree, right? We all know that. What this is talking about, it's talking about producing a harvest, producing a crop. And it's talking about there being people who you do not want to have in an influential position in your life. For example, Jesus, during His ministry, dealt with scribes and Pharisees. And in Matthew 23, verse 15, He described what kind of trees they were. He said, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte. And when he is won, you make him twice the child or twice the son of hell as you yourself. Wow. As a matter of fact, I think this text was kind of pointed toward the Pharisees and saying, guys, you got to look at the people you're following. You got to look at the people you're dealing with. Because everyone bears fruit. Do you realize every day that you live, you're bearing fruit? Somebody, something you do is going to have influence on someone else's life. And that is either going to be a bad influence or a good influence. I personally like Psalms 1:1. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. And he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of waters that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. You see, Jesus has went from one explanation of scribes and Pharisees who were bad fruit. And then in Psalms, we talk about a picture of that one person. That one person that's like a tree planted by the rivers of water that produces its fruit for everyone to enjoy. But you better learn to identify the fruit. Because they're going to affect you. You see, fruit is intended to be consumed. Right? Fruit is intended to be consumed. People see fruit, they're drawn to it, and they consume it, and one of two things are going to happen. They're going to enjoy it, or it's going to make them sick. They're going to enjoy it, or it's going to make them sick. And this is just a warning. Be cautious of the fruit that you produce because you influence the lives of other people. Parents, do you realize your children are daily eating the fruit from you? They are. Do we all realize that daily the people we come in contact with are having an influence on our life? And we're consuming the fruit. The good fruit will nourish you. The rotten fruit will sicken you. That's why it's so important to examine the tree and realize who you're dealing with. And I want to shoot this out to the young, to our youth. Because you have the concept, many kids have the concept of that we're not supposed to judge. Well, we covered judgment a couple weeks ago. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. Okay? And if you're going to hang out among the wrong crowd, you're going to eat the fruit sooner or later. And if you eat that fruit, it's going to make you sick. You've got to be smart enough to identify the tree, identify the people who are having an influence in your life. And you do that by examining the tree and examining the fruit. Every tree is known by its own fruit. Notice the word own. You're not identified by my fruit, and I'm not identified by your fruit. Every tree is recognized by the fruit that it produces. You want to know what kind of individual you are? Now let's stop and be serious for just a moment. Okay? Do I have your attention? Do I have your attention? Do I have your attention? All right, there we go. I've got your attention now. Look at your fruit. Look at your fruit. Let's take a break and let's look at the fruit that you are producing right now in your life. Do people love being around you? I'm not talking about love being around you for the wrong reason. I'm talking about are people nourished because they're around you? You know, there are some people that I avoid. How about you? No, then there are some people you need to avoid. Okay? Because their fruit is bad. It makes you sick. Being around them makes you spiritually sick. I've heard people say, well, you know, people just learn to accept me, need to accept me just the way I am. Yes, I've got a hot temper, but that's just the way I am. Well, let me tell you something. You just need to change. You know, we make excuses for the bad fruit. There is no excuse for bad fruits. A good tree produces good fruit, and you are known by your own fruit. You want to know what kind of people your friends are? Examine their fruit. Examine their fruit. I think people are so concerned with being politically correct today that we lose our mind. You know? We're afraid we're going to offend someone. Jesus is saying you've got to look. You've got to examine the fruit. Brother Doug, do you mean you're supposed to look and to judge the lives of other people? Absolutely. Okay? Well, now the Bible says don't judge. That's absolutely right. And what it means, we covered a couple of weeks ago, but bottom line is what it means is you look at an individual, make an uninformed decision, and you, based upon your own likes or dislikes, decide whether they're acceptable or not and sentence them or condemn them. That's what judgment is. But when God has condemned something, all you're doing is agreeing with God when you say, I will not accept that. That's the challenge here. Is it judgmental to say that's an apple tree because it has apples on it? I can see our political correct move today, you know, we're all about being right. Somebody would say, don't call that an apple tree. You may offend it. It thinks it's an orange tree. It doesn't matter what it thinks. It's an apple tree. Really? It's an apple tree if it produces apples. And if you are producing fruit of the Spirit, it's good fruit. If you're not, it's bad fruit. Don't pretend, well, I'm okay. You know, God loves me just the way I am. This is true. God loves you. He loves you so much, He sent His Son to Calvary to die for you. But never make the mistake of saying, God has stamped His approval upon my sin. Because He has not. Every tree is known by its own fruit. Inspect the fruit. Very simple. Inspect the fruit. Jesus said, men do not gather figs from thorns, nor grapes from bramble bush, or what we call as a briar patch. You want apples, you go to an apple tree. Let's talk about bad fruit for a moment. Paul explained bad fruit in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. He said, now the works of the flesh are evident. They are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness. Question. Are the people in your life immoral? Are they? Young people? Old people for that matter. If they're immoral, you understand you hang out with them long enough, you're going to try their fruit. And that fruit is going to make you sick. Because it's rotten. As a matter of fact, the word bad, when Jesus said a bad tree will produce bad fruit, that word bad literally means rotten. Rotten. Useless. Is this the people that you're hanging out with? Is this the individual that you are? Are you always looking for that immoral avenue? Are you sexually impure? If you are, you're a bad tree. You're either a bad tree or you've been exposed to bad fruit and you're a sick tree. Okay? One of the two. Works of the flesh are evident. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery. False religion, bad fruit. Here's where it gets up close and personal for a lot of us. Hatred. Hatred. Contentions, jealousies, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies. What is it? We're talking about attitude, pride, hot temper. You see the bad fruit? What are you producing? Well, Brother Doug, I'm faithful to my wife and I'm not guilty of adultery and sleeping around and all that stuff, but I've got a jealousy problem or I've got an anger problem. And well, listen, you've still got a fruit problem. Okay? You've still got a problem with the fruit you're producing. What are you producing? Envy, murders, drunkenness. Are you a drunkard? I know, Brother Doug, I party every now and then. Listen. Are you a drunkard? I've had people tell me on numerous occasions, well, now nowhere in the Bible does it say, thou shalt not drink alcohol. It does not, but it sure warns you. It warns you against it. Okay? It says, strong drink is raging, and he who is deceived thereby is not wise. Okay? So, what am I saying? I'm saying you do best by leaving it alone. Are you a drunkard? You got a fruit problem. Revelries. And the like of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in times past, that those who practice such things, and you got to understand what practice is. Like I said, every once in a while we all have a worm in the apple. That word practice is talking about building your life on. Okay? That word practice means that's your lifestyle. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Bad fruit. Bad fruit comes from bad trees. Is this the kind of life that you are building? If it is, then my friend, you have a problem. A real problem. Is this the kind of people that you're hanging out with? If it is, then you have a problem. As I said before, Jesus is warning people. He's warning them against the people like the scribes and the Pharisees, who you could obviously look and know they didn't care about God. There was no love, kindness, and peace in their life. You know, false religion just really amazes me. It really amazes me how TV evangelists can get on TV set in their golden chairs, tell you to send them $10,000 and God will make you rich, and people write the check. Look at the fruit. Look at the fruit. Whether it's religion, whether it's personal relationships, Jesus is saying, use your head, examine the tree, look at the fruit. Because there are a lot of people who are made sick with bad fruit. Then finally, expose the heart. The last verse, verse 45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. Another statement of fact. Two words I want to call your attention to there. Number one is treasure. Number two is heart. When we think of treasure, we think of something like money. But that word treasure literally means storehouse. Okay? So what he's saying, out of the storehouse of the heart or the inner man comes the fruit. It gives us where it starts. Okay? What are you putting in day to day? What are you treasuring? What are you storing up from one day to the next? Every day when you get up, you're putting something in. Okay? You can put the Word of God in. You can put prayer time in. You can put fellowship with Jesus in. Or you can put the lust of the flesh in. You can watch the dirty shows on TV and put that in. You can associate yourself with things that are unbecoming of a child of God, putting that in. But I want to tell you, here's the second fact. Here's the second fact. The abundance of the heart. That word abundance means the overflow. And what Jesus is saying here is what you put in. The rotten fruit that you eat from day to day. The ugly TV shows that you watch. The ungodly relationships that you're involved in. It's all rotten fruit. And what's going to happen is that sooner or later, it's going to spill out or it's going to overflow. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. That's the truth straight from Jesus here. What you're putting in will come out. That's why this lesson is so important to everyone, to all of us, from the pulpit to the pew. Because every day we control what goes in. Galatians 5:22 tells us the fruit that we're supposed to have. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Let me ask you a question. Is your life characterized by love? I mean, when people are around you, do they leave you knowing that they've been loved? If not, why not? You see, as I prepared this message, this was a real reminder to me. Sometimes the crop that I produce is sparse. Lean years. The picture that Jesus is painting in this, and that Paul is writing about in Galatians, he's talking about a life that should be saturated with fruit. Love. Joy. Peace. Let me ask you, when people are around you, do they walk away just knowing the peace of God? Or do they walk away because there's been conflict and contention? Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. Oh, there's the one. Self-control. Anybody have a problem there? I do. You see, I've come to realizing that what you put in, you get out. Do you know that? Can you say amen to that? What you put in, you get out. And those things that we're putting in,
when they come out, they have an effect on other people. They'll either see Jesus or they won't see Jesus. What are people seeing in you? When I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about this little problem I have. I have this consistent problem of lacking self-control. I love chili cheese Fritos. I mean, I really do. And every night about 9 o'clock, I go to that cabinet and I hope to goodness Beth has bought some chili cheese Fritos. And I'll sit there from 9 to 10 and I'll just, I just, you know. But you know what? I've also come to the conclusion chili cheese Fritos is probably not the best thing in the world to be eating at 9 o'clock at night, especially if you eat half a bag. And that's probably what stands between me and dropping a size or two, you know, around the waist. But that come to me when I was preparing, and then I thought, but you know, how many people spend their life consuming junk food of this world? They never grow spiritually. The love of God is never prevalent in their life. People never enjoy the true fruit of the Spirit from their life because all they ever put in is junk food. Let me ask you. Do you want to grow in the Lord? Amen? You want to grow in the Lord? You can't grow in the Lord by eating junk food. And I'm not talking about chili cheese Fritos now. I'm talking about the dirty TV, the ungodly relationships. You can't produce good fruit with stuff like that. My friends, I want to be the kind of person that when people spend time with me, I nourish their soul. That's why I said this message as I prepared it. You know, it made me stop and think because I'm not always there. I had to ask myself, and I've got to ask myself today, if a tree is known by its fruit, what kind of tree am I? And that's the challenge I have for you. If you're old enough to understand what I'm saying today, it's not an excuse. Well, I'm only 12 years old. You're old enough to understand this very simple message. If a tree is known by its fruit, what kind of tree are you? Are you a nourishment to other people that are consuming the fruit that you're dishing out? Are you consuming yourself good fruit that will cause you to spill out on other people? If not, why not? Why not? Have you ever looked over a field that was a bumper crop, an apple orchard, pear orchard, whatever, and you look out there and you see that fruit shining, you think, wow, that's pretty. Wow, I think I'll have some. Folks, people are picking off your limbs each day. If the fruit's not good, you need to change. Maybe you're here today and you don't even know Jesus Christ as your Savior. My friend, let me tell you, you got to start. You got to start your walk with Jesus today. Jesus gave His life on Calvary for your sin. He died to take your punishment so that you could have His righteousness and eternal life. Are you a child of God? If not, you're a prayer away just by simply calling upon Jesus Christ as Savior. Maybe you're here today and, you know, it's been a drought. Hadn't been much of a crop of fruit lately. But my friends, it's time for a change. It's time to be the good tree, produce the good fruit. Let others enjoy the good harvest that comes from your life. Whatever your spiritual need is, I would just invite you to come as we have this verse of invitation. Heavenly Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for this valuable lesson, Lord, that we gain from your word. Lord, oftentimes we forget the effect that we have on the lives of other people. Lord, help us to faithfully put in good fruit, to consume the good things. Because, Lord, this morning we're reminded what goes in comes out. Heavenly Father, I pray that as we come to this invitation, that your will be done. And that, Lord, you know the good trees and the bad trees. I pray for your conviction among those who are apart from you, those who are producing bad fruit. I just pray, Lord, that you would convict them so much so that they have to respond and make things right with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.